T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WILK News Radio. It is 10:53. Sound of the Jason Barsky Show. That was Metallica doing a little polka. Who was that? Do you know? Was that just generic polka? It wasn't even polka. See how little I know. It's Jason Barsky here, joined in the studio by Dom Perini. Right? Did I pronounce it right?
You did.
Dom Perini. You sound like a drink. I like that. the chairman.
Well, at least you're not telling me Dominic the Donkey.
No. I'm a big fan of that song, but no, I didn't say that. I guess that's never been used against you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. I can't tell if you're kidding or not. Dom Perini, you're the chairman of the Jessup Parade. I'm sorry, the Jessup Carnival and St. Ubaldo.
Well, I'm not an officer in St. Ubaldo, but I'm very familiar with St. Ubaldo and what they do, et cetera. But
they have
their own organization. We're the fire company.
Oh, okay, that's right. But they're linked together forever.
We are. I mean, yeah. In the event, we are. If you say the carnival in Jessup, Santa Baldo comes to everybody's mind at first.
It's coming. God, how far away are we? Where are we?
22nd, it starts.
Man, that's amazing. Because we brought the kids last year, and they had a really good time. Like, a really good time. It's my second St. Ubaldo last year. My brother-in-law used to run the Jessup Parade. I'm sorry, I keep saying parade. The Jessup Carnival. Okay, I'll tell you why I keep thinking about parade. And actually, you're a fire guy. So last year, the fire trucks were so loud. My wife is scared to go back this year, if I'm being honest. Is it possible they could lower the volume or not just hold the horns? I should have asked you this before. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Answer to that question is yes in both instances, okay. Yeah. But you're not going to get it done. They like, that's like the adrenaline rush.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like, you got somebody who volunteers their time all year long, and they get to be a part of the parade. It's the adrenaline rush.
Gotcha.
Now, if you really look at the Federation rules, they're not supposed to blow the siren at all, because the reasoning behind that is if one of those companies get a call in their borough or municipality, they're supposed to go to the outside lane
and leave.
Then blow their siren and leave. But with the radio communication today and with all the, people being able to talk to each other, everybody knows that, and they could still blow their sirens. But Federation rule says, really,
that's interesting.
There's no sirens.
So we're looking the other way. That's fine. And we're probably going to still go anyway.
let her bring a set of, them headphones.
My son wears them all the time.
In construction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then she won't hear nothing.
So what's going on with the carnival this year?
Well, it starts May 22nd. It goes through May 27th, which is Wednesday to Tuesday through Monday. And we have entertainment every night. We have a band every night. We, as everybody knows, we have great carnival rides. We have great food. The fire company makes a lot of homemade food. We make our own porchetta. We make our own tripe. And we have clams. And we have adult beverages. And it's just a good time for everybody. We separate the adult beverage station so that it doesn't interfere with the children. And we let the children have a blast. We let the parents go have a drink.
We'll look the other way on the fire sirens, but not the children drinking. It's
we are watched very carefully in Jessup.
Having lived in different parts of the country, different coasts, nobody does a beer tent like Northeast PA.
No.
Nobody does a beer tent like Northeast PA. It's pretty crazy.
They like to drink, but, what you try to do is you try to watch and limit. You get to know people just like anything else.
Yeah.
There's people that's come in there 27 years, and you get to know them. You get to know their limitations, and they know that you're watching them. And we're not there to make a dollar on you getting drunk. We're really not.
No, I know. I'm just saying, as far as a festive atmosphere, it's not, I don't mean that in like a party, crazy party kind of way. It's a fun event. People in my family are upset because we moved back here. We were in California for 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. Last caller I had, it was a guest. He said, I'm sorry, we all make mistakes. But we came back after 10 years because my wife grew up in Dixon City. Now we're near family, but we're in the process of buying a house. And we almost bought a house on 2nd Street in Jessup.
Okay.
And we told a few people, and they're mad at us because we didn't. We ended up passing on it because they're like, it would have been a great Ubaldo house. If you have property there during Ubaldo weekend, you're having house guests.
Absolutely. You're having somebody park in front of your house.
Yeah. Is there anything brand new coming this year to the carnival? Anything that you want to specifically focus on? Anything that you want to say this year? Hey, you skipped last year. Come for this year.
No. I mean, it's a very detailed event. And there's new bands, of course. The bands change because we try to service, you know, like for instance, Sunday we're going to have an AC/DC tribute band.
Oh, nice.
We never had that.
Oh, that's
before.
Cool. I like that.
You know, and you know, on Friday night we're bringing in Flaxi Morgan, who everybody knows and has a nice draw.
Wildly popular.
Following with their coming.
Have you considered hiring a band that I haven't yet put together yet? We just have the lead singer, the Johnny Lucas All-Stars.
Johnny Lucas is welcome in Jessup any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being serious here. I'm just throwing this out there. John, come on in here for 1 second, if you don't mind. I wish we had some more time here to talk. I have so much going on this morning. I definitely will be out there, and I'll have to pop over to say hi.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm being serious here when I say, if we can get him to do...
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. John?
Yes.
What if we seriously promoted this, and we did for the Jessup, okay, the Jessup Carnival, you would do like a three-song set of something. If they would approve it, would you do it, or you two, is that too much for you?
I would do it.
Well, we could try to put that together for him. I mean, Johnny's a great supporter of our event, and he's there all week long. I mean, I'm trying to get him a job. I'm trying to get him to. And I said, John, what would you like to do? And guess his answer.
Food taster.
Taste food.
Yeah, John, you already do that. Why would they pay you to do something like that? But seriously, maybe we could put something together where you know, John Lucas will sing three songs, and we could stream it live. I think that maybe we make a charity connect. I don't know. We could do something.
You know, and another caveat is on Wednesday this year, we're having a country western band. Oh. It's called Jacked Up Country.
No, now you're going to keep me away that day. I'm not country. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. No, it's always a fun event. This area's got some cool events. This is one of my favorites. So,
thank you.
Just because, you know, starting with the Ubaldo race, and which is, I can't even explain it to people. It's, you wait, and then you freak out. And then you wait, and then you go drink and have a good time.
If you didn't see it, you have to see it. It's only held two places in the world, Gubbio, Italy, and Jessup, Pennsylvania.
Which is just part of the charm. You have to come back. You're a nice, nice guy. And another suggestion, by the way. Not that you came here for suggestions. Sell a drink special. The Dom Perini. I'm just saying.
Thank you. And my wife grew up in Dixon, too.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, listen, thank you for coming on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.